got it.
Oh, you got it? All right, you go ahead then.
We split up.
Crazy.
After I made a nice sculpture.
You did make a nice sculpture.
Did you?
Two sessions ago.
Dark elf. I made a dark elf sculpture out of a human being.
Oh.
Who was frozen.
Actually, that was three sessions ago, but I'm glad that you remember it. In the previous session, you were ambushed by people trying to exorcise the demons. The session prior was...
I robbed them me and Dragon,
we fucked them up.
The session prior was just getting to Treltonia from inside the woods.
I have a quote here from our last session. It was, I don't think you understand.
I don't think you understand.
Everything.
I want.
Or you die.
Or you die.
Yes, I like that quote as well.
I think I might make that my quote for my campaign when I run for mayor of Treltonia.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
A slight edit, maybe. You all deserve everything, or we all die. That could be a slogan.
Give me everything.
I don't think you're gonna get elected.
Fear runs all.
Yeah, it does. How do you think America operates, dude?
You know,
fear all.
America's built by blood. So, Treltonia.
Now that I think about it,
when fear run when fear run.
Is fear running? Because you should catch up to it.
Anyways,
is your refrigerator running?
Better go catch it. All right. Anyways, long story short, you guys made your way down through Brimstone, which was literally empty at this point. You guys didn't see a single soul. Into Bralnada, where you guys went to an inn, said your goodbyes, and went to sleep in separate rooms, so that way when you woke up, people were already gone. However, before you guys split ways, Dragon, you and Shane, you guys worked together to make 4 Orb of Zooms.
Yes.
I was clearly there for that.
Yes, they operate as essentially a broadcasting thing. So you can say a message into the orb and it will show up on all the other orbs. There is a cost in time, depending on the distance, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, the party can stay in contact without, you know, having to deal with the problematic nature of instant communication that stuff like sending would use. But yes, so you two wake in the inn. It's a nice, beautiful morning. It's a solid 8:30. You guys slept in 30 minutes more than the other two. What did you guys want to do? Your current objective would be to get to the docks, more likely than not. I don't know if you want to shopping or what.
I mean, I think we're in a hurry, right?
I do believe so, but if there's something that you needed to get ready, I don't really need anything. I'm chilling. If you wanted to get like supplies or something, that's understandable. I would assume
the boat comes with the supplies we need, like food, water, etc.
True, but I didn't know it's pronounced etc., not etc. I didn't know if there was anything you needed, like metallic sources or whatnot for your.
I got a barrel.
Got a major.
Half a barrel now because I had to make Orb of Zooms.
Nope.
I would probably just get up and head to the docks. Even if he's not there, I would just go over there and start waiting.
I don't need anything. I'm going to head to the docks. Head to the dicks.
All right. As you guys have been here before, you guys kind of know where you're going. You guys were in the inn up here. So you guys just kind of head down and head over here. Just like for the other guys that already know this, down near the bottom, as you guys kind of get close and look towards it, it seems to be mostly cargo. Yeah.
Do I see any dark elves on our way?
No, you do not.
I think there might be dark elves here, Dan.
I don't see dark elves.
Well, roll perception, you know?
I don't see dark elves.
You don't see dark elves.
I'll roll for dark elves seeing.
Anyways,
I don't see dark elves either, guys.
The bottom half of the stock is very clearly made for cargo. There's large docks for transporting things, big crates that are being moved back and forth. Whereas the top half seems to be mostly for passengers. Just as you guys get close, you realize that this is it's a very quick moving area. Most of the ships are only docked for 5, maybe 10 minutes at most. They basically get there, dump people out, and then load people in and move. Similar story for the cargo, but that's taking a little bit longer because obviously heavy stuff. So specifically, as you guys get really close, you notice that there seems to be two different types of boats. There's the boats that are chock full of people, and there are boats that have very few people on them. However, the boats that have few people on them are in fancier clothes. So, for lack of a better term, it's your first class versus economy.
Are there any black people? Sorry.
There are people of all different races.
So, yes.
What are you thinking on prices? Is there any, like, sign that says...
There are no signs.
Rich
however,
people, 50 gold.
However, you do notice that outside... There are two people that are standing kind of near every gate or bridge to the different things, kind of clearly for you to kind of go talk to purchase fare on that boat.
Is it a fair price?
I don't know. You'd have to ask.
I don't want to. I'll make Dragon ask. I'm scared of the... Oh, bye, dragon.
Kill yourself.
Uh-oh.
So there's, like, a person on each place?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the fancy boat.
You want the fancy boat?
Yeah. With my cloak on, by the way.
Alright.
So I barely can read me. You can't see me.
As you kind of go up to the fancy boat, there is... A female. She's kind of dressed in nicer clothes. She's actually a tiefling. So if that sets off any red flags for you, so be it.
Tieflings are fine. Everyone's fine. Unless...
Except for dark elves. I understand.
No. They who shall not be named. They know who they are. They know they deserve death.
She's currently working in what seems to be some type of notebook or clipboard of sorts. Just kind of reading through it and referencing things. She doesn't seem to notice you as you guys walk up.
excuse me?
Yes? How can I help you?
Give me a second, ma'am.
Butter, I'm gonna look and see if there's any rich people that I can nick some money from, because I kind of still have 0 gold. Like, rich people, yes. I want to rob them. I'm just going to make something clear. I passed my stealth check. I don't know why my camera is so dark.
But just for your information, this is a very busy dock, like I said. And the areas of disembarking are shared between commoners and the rich. As such, the rich aren't necessarily keeping anything of value directly on them. It's all being transported in small crates or cargo things that they have hired people to protect and carry for them.
Not a single rich person has, like, a wallet or, like, a money bag that I can kind of, like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bump into you there, and just kind of...
Not within view, but I'm sure if you wanted to kind of try to...
A little sleight of hand.
Sure. Just as you're looking around, you do see a relatively fat dude walking towards you in very fine clothes.
Does he have long brown hair, brown eyes, thick brown eyebrows, and a voice that sounds exactly like me?
No.
So he's not me. Gotcha.
Not you. We're talking pretty darn chubby. Got blonde hair. Pretty flowy, actually. Very thin eyebrows. You notice that hair is probably a wig. As his, as you kind of notice some brown hairs kind of sticking up from the front that he hasn't really hidden away very well.
The vice principal's got a toupee on.
20. So what, you're just trying to bump into him and shove your hand in his pocket?
Yeah, up his ass.
No, that's not what's happening here, guys. That's not what's happening here, guys, gonna be honest.
Alrighty. As you kind of bump into him and do the convenient sleight of hand thingy, you do indeed find a small bag. You kind of grab it.
How much money do I make?
You grab it and pull it out and kind of stealthily move to the side. Whenever you open it up, inside is a single note card. Written on it is the words, "You thought."
I'm gonna kill him. Hey, Butter, if I kind of turned and from my little hiding place shot him with an arrow, would you consider him to be surprised?
I'm going to say yes. However, I would like it to be known you are in a densely packed location.
Aww.
Likely with guards.
This game sucks.
Anyways, I would like to go up to the tiefling person.
Yes. She kind of notices you as you walk up this time. Ah, finally ready to talk.
Sorry, I got distracted. There's a random person just calling my name. Weird. How much for two passengers on this boat thingy?
Two passengers. We're currently running a discount that would be a total of 450 gold.
That's fine. Dragon. We're gonna make some money. Come
on. Let me speak. 450 gold. What does that include? Is that just travel, or is there anything included?
Let's see. It includes our basic package of, let's see here, 3 meals a day, no snack bar, unfortunately. Mm. Alcohol will be charged separately.
Which is the snack bar?
But you do get protection from things at the sea, as you know. Not the other kind. That's extra.
Sextra or extra?
Okay, dude.
He just kind of smiles and goes, I don't know, I guess we'll find out.
Dragon, we're getting on this boat.
How much money do I have?
Getting on this boat.
Why can't I get a boat like that? Come on, man.
You guys decided to check out.
Shane, I didn't know you were here.
One boat.
Oh, Shane! Hey there, Shane. Buddy! Whoa! Nate, do you have 300 gold pieces? I have 150.
Oh no, not the sharing the screens. Inventory, none. Where's all your money, dog? Where's your money?
All right, Dragon, listen. We're gonna go get money. We're gonna come back, okay?
The boat's gonna be gone by then.
No. Trust me.
I will say at this point, most of the passengers have already disembarked, so they're going to be leaving very soon here, probably a handful of minutes.
You can't make 300 gold in a matter of seconds.
Want to bet?
You want to let us on board?
Hey, you got suggestion? That's literally what that spell is.
That's what I did.
I don't have suggestion. I do have... I do have suggestion...
A Glock?
No. 450 gold. That's a lot of money. And it's such a shame. Normally we would if the snack bar was included.
That's just such a shame.
The snack bar's not good. I think we're going to have to find. Fuck.
I fucking hate you. Alright. Here's what you're going to do. Dragon, you can cast spells, right?
Yeah, I can cast spells.
What's that persuasion roll?
A four.
She just kind of smiles and says, well, if 450 gold is a lot, this boat probably isn't for you.
Hear me out. It's a lot without the snack bar. I mean, what's the point of paying 450 gold if you don't get the snack bar?
You don't have the money anyway. You're just
asking for the higher tier. I understand. She flips over. Well, for 600 gold for two passengers, we include the nice rooms, as I'm sure you know what I'm saying. The snack bar, the alcohol bar, the mini bar. as well as our indoor pool.
Okay, the indoor pool. Alrighty. Me and my colleague will quickly go and discuss with our employer to see if they are willing to embark on this journey.
We'll be leaving in about 2 minutes.
Alrighty. Yinler, go ahead and contact the queen.
Are you name dropping the queen right now?
No, Dragon, you can cast spells, right?
Yeah, I can cast spells.
Okay. Here's what's gonna happen.
I was kinda hoping to get like royal treatment if I name drop the queen.
You're gonna cast a spell, and then we're gonna go get on the and then we're gonna go like slip on the boat, okay? You're gonna cast time stop.
If we slip on the boat, they're just not gonna feed us.
Wait a minute, time stop. Wait, hold on, how are you gonna do that one, Chief?
Idolize.
Do I gotta idolize? But I have a wonder bar.
No,
there. I just thought of a way you guys get on the boat, but I'm not going to tell you.
God, tell me how to get on the boat.
God, please.
I use suggestion on butter.
Oh, I mean,
I'll give you a hint. You have a magic item.
The hourglass.
Oh, trade her the hourglass. Sell it to her.
No.
And then when she looks at it, we just take it back.
Then I'll look like a beggar. I don't want to look like a beggar in front of my hot tiefling baddie. That line is
broken. Remember, it ends.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I can't look bad in front of this hot tiefling baddie.
Who's literally already flirted with you.
Literally. Maybe if I show her my spectacular jawline. It's like Twitter stands versus Luigi Mangione.
No.
Sir, he's innocent because he's hot.
He has a chiseled jawline. Breathe out.
He has a six pack.
He's Italian. Breathe.
Guys, it wasn't him. It was his twin brother Waluigi.
Can I get a plain bagel with a side of poop?
Plain a big bowl of poop.
Or I could just teleport onto the boat.
Yeah, that kind of doesn't have the problem of we don't get foodables.
Well, okay, Nate, hear me out. We fucking just kill two passengers. Alter self.
I threw away the head. I can't keep threatening people by just pulling out a god head every now and then. God damn
it. It's gonna work. They offer protection.
I am the protection.
I mean, I guess we're just going to walk away and go talk to our employer.
Never mind. Yeah, we'll go talk to our employer. I see what you're doing, Dragon. Have an employer. What are you?
We're going to go talk to our employer, also known as the cheaper boat.
No. We're not getting on the brokey boat. We are not getting on the brokey boat, dude. Lock it the fuck in here, folks.
We don't have any, like, anything, really.
I mean, Dragon, I would like to remind you, according to your inventory, you have a dagger, a hand axe, a short sword, a very, very fancy blade, and a short bow.
You think I can just trade my fancy blade?
And threaten her. Butter's right. Wait a minute. Let us in.
You have the wand of great fireball.
What? Well, I don't remember
you getting that.
Yoroshima be upon thee.
Andrew gave it to me.
Ah.
Cast fireball at the woman.
No, I mean, I could probably... Do you think I could pay her in some magic items? Do you think that's an allowed currency?
It definitely seems that she has authority here at minimum.
Okay, because I have some magic items that I don't use anymore. Like, I have the Bracer of Flying Daggers. That probably goes for something. It's magic.
Yeah.
I have the Wand of Great Fireball with... How many uses does it have left? It doesn't say. That, and what, the shiny dagger? Where's the shiny dagger?
I don't No, what do you mean?
What do you mean shiny dagger?
You said I had like a shiny looking dagger.
Oh, you just have a dagger. It's just at the top of your inventory.
Oh, then why'd you say shiny dagger?
I don't know. It's because it looks shiny.
Well, it's just dagger.
You also have a ring that whispers to people.
I'm keeping that for safekeeping.
No, 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 Dwagon. I need you to stare her down. And just, I can give you power. Butter, I'm gonna put my cloak up over my head and just stare at her.
It's kind of like, rude.
Like, okay. Put the fucking metallic mask over my face, like Bane style. Throw the hood up and just stare at her.
Okay.
I'm sorry for my colleague. He's not good with people. So we don't have the gold coins on us currently, but I have some magic items. Would that be worth a trade in?
I'm sure it depends on the magic items.
Pull up my bag of holding. You just hear, "I can give you power." Shut the fuck up. So we have. This right here, this magical bracer summons daggers.
Just wait one second. She turns around, looking at the boat, and she just yells, After about 15, 20 seconds, a young man, we're talking maybe 17, but skinny, scrawny, not looking the best. He's got goggles on and
spiky
black hair. He runs out and immediately clocks the situation and just goes to grab the bracer flag daggers out of your hands. Will you let him do that?
Is he running towards me to steal it?
It doesn't seem that way. It seems more like he was running to her, noticed that, and then just kind of went up to you to take it. You can't really tell intention at this point. You just know that he's reaching for it.
Make sure that we are, like, getting on the boat before he fucking takes it.
I'm gonna grip it tightly, because I have my metal hand, so I can kind of just, like, lock it in place.
Gotcha.
And just is, like...
Well, he kind of reaches out, and touches it before immediately turning and whispering something into the tiefling's ear. She turns and says, "Okay, well, with that, I can give you the premium package for only 200 gold.
200 gold? And Nate, you have no gold. Fuck.
I have no money.
Does 158 plus 111... silver pieces plus one platinum coin count?
That is, I'm pretty sure, over the amount needed.
I don't know.
Well, one platinum, that would equal 10 gold.
It's 168.
And then that would be divided by 10, which would give you an additional 11. That gives you 179.
Okay.
And one silver.
179... And then, wait, and that's the premium or the non-premium?
That was for the premium. That's what she said.
That's what she said. That doesn't mean it was true.
Premium. The premium was the 600 coin one, right?
Yes.
Nate, do we want the premium?
I think we want the super juicer premium, right?
Am I going to get my money back for helping your ass out on this trip?
Sure.
He's lying.
I'm not lying. I don't know where I'm going to get the money to pay you back, but I'll certainly try.
He's just going to rob every rich person on this darn boat.
You know, honestly, Butter's kind of right. I'm sure there's other rich people. I'll just steal it from them.
Butter, I'm also going to take off my spell refueling ring. Can I sell that too?
You can certainly try.
Can I also sell this as well? For passage.
The guy kind of turns towards you and once again goes out and touches it. You kind of notice something whenever he touches it. There's a sparkle of energy. Almost as though some type of magic has just been cast. But it's strange because it doesn't look like he used any verbal or semantic to cast it.
He's a sorcerer casting identify. Crazy.
And he knew it. Once again, he turns and talks to her. She says, The ring itself has some value, I guess.
Oh, so the magical properties does not count for anything.
No.
No.
It appears to be limited in some way.
Limited?
Limited? How about you fucking limited wait, dick in your mouth?
Sorry. May I ask what you mean by limited?
Sorry.
I don't know. I was just told not to trust it very much.
It would be nice if I could figure out so I can work around it, fix it.
She says, if you give me that, I can knock it down to, say, 175 for the two of you.
Yeah. 175. Right. I got 4 gold pieces left, baby.
She reaches into her kind of coat jacket and pulls out 2 wristbands. Mm-hmm. They are red, and they have the emblems of a boat on it.
Okay.
Hands 1 to each of you. And kind of motions for you to get on the boat behind her.
Come on, Yenlair, we have a comfortable journey ahead of us.
As you guys kind of walk towards the boat, she turns and asks, do you guys have any luggage?
All my luggage is currently in this bag of holding.
Very well. As you guys kind of get to the boat...
Whoa. She gave the fucking magical thingies to, like, what, you said, like, a literal teenager?
Yeah, seemed to be on the younger side. Definitely scrawny, at least.
Okay, so the second he fucking turns around, I'm getting dragon shit back for him.
Okie dokie.
I don't use the bracer, and I can make the ring anytime I want.
Just give me the bracer back, then.
Okay.
Don't give it back to me. I don't want to be in trouble for this.
Can I make a stealth instead?
I swear, no, it's a
sleight of hand.
I swear, if you're going to get us kicked off this boat, I just spent all my money.
Dwayne, you spent the money. Do you want me to steal the shit back or no?
There's something off about that kid. I can't lie. I feel like
he's going to notice it. All right, you know what? Dwayne's right. When he turns around, I shoot an arrow at him instead. Twag in your face. He's gone. You hanging yourself? Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Alrighty, I'm gonna need a actual solid what Dragon, you're doing.
Should I rob the shit back or no? Your call.
At the end of the day, it is your choice. It's your body. Your choice.
It's your money.
I would prefer if you didn't, because I'm afraid we're going to get kicked off the boat.
I won't. I respect Dragon's opinion. I will not steal the shit back. That's a first. I will just kind of... I'm just going to shift my gaze from the woman to the kid instead. Stop. Stare the kid down.
Alrighty. I guess as you're staring him down, walking backwards onto the boat, Dragon, you're...
I'm going to kill that kid.
You're looking forward, as a normal person would. There's a very muscular man that is kind of standing there greeting passengers as they board. As you kind of get closer, he looks at your wristband. Mm-hmm. Just for a split second, he says, premium package, eh? Take a right. Next available room will be the 8th on the left.
On the left. Thank you very much. I go straight to that door.
Alright.
I'm following.
As you kind of pass, he says, for you it'd be 9th on the left.
So we're next to each other. Cool. I'm 8th, you're 9th.
Alright.
Picky fire.
As you guys kind of go to the room, inside is what you would expect a very nice room to be. It's actually it seems familiar, similar to how it was in Colnata. Just the niceties and luxuriousness of it all. But of course, there's no suits of armor or anything. It's just high quality lanterns, wonderful wardrobe and dresser. Basically everything you need to live comfortably for a good 2+ months.
About damn time we get to stop living in a fucking hotel room.
Let's go.
A shitty hotel room with a horse.
With a horse.
He's looking at you, Andrew.
Anyway. After about 2 minutes of you guys just kind of looking around your room, getting familiar with it, you guys kind of feel the boat kind of rock as it is very clearly departing. After a couple seconds, though, the boat seems to stabilize very much with some form of magic. Seems the waves aren't very don't affect the boat very much.
I'm not getting motion sickness.
All right. You guys now have pretty much free reign of things. Is there anything you would like to
do? I feel like we're stupid. We should have asked where this boat was going. This boat is going the right direction, right?
You know? You hope.
I should have asked that.
I don't like that answer. I don't think...
You really should have.
This is why...
I should have asked. You see, it didn't cross my mind because I was too busy with the whole money situation, and Nate was like, I'm going to just kill him. I'm going to just put an arrow in their backs.
I mean, judging by your, judging by the amount of ports in the world, you have a 1 in 3 chance that it's going to where you're going, assuming this isn't an exploration ship or anything of that sort.
Please, Butter, don't do this to me. Please just tell me we got the right boat. Please just tell me.
You really should have asked.
Please just tell me we got the right boat.
I wasn't thinking correctly. Can we metagame and just say it's going to the right place?
At the cost of your inspiration point, sure.
I'll do it. I'll spend my inspiration point. I should have asked. It's my fault. I know it is, but fuck, I wasn't thinking right. I've been busy all day.
How long this was gonna go? I thought I even put a stinking convenient big brolic black dude named Stinking Requeese right there for you guys to ask. Hey, yo, where the boat going? But you guys are like, nah, I'm worse than my rooms, dog.
I'm sorry. I should have asked. It's fine because we're good though, right?
Sure. For the record, it was originally going to go to Ameria.
Oh, that's... Ooh.
That's a different continent.
That's a different continent, yeah. Okay, we're good. We're good, then. Oh, I'm so stupid. Hilarious. I wasn't thinking until now. I've been busy all day. Why do you do this to me?
I was so curious how long it would go before you guys asked any questions about the ride.
Well, I mean, part of me was thinking I should ask, and then it emptied my mind, and it was filled with, Butter wouldn't do that to us.
No.
No, it was going to be hilarious whenever we got there. And then I didn't, and then you guys got off the boat, and y'all started asking questions, and then nobody knew, like, where you were trying to go.
He was really going to do that to us,
I'm not fucking with that, dude.
You just...
We're good, though. We got the good boat.
You're good.
And we're going to the right place.
Yes.
I mean, I don't really think there's anything that, like, I need to do around the boat. Probably just, like, any kind of basic shit to kill time until...
I want to have sex with the destination.
Okay.
Alright. Roll a flat d20. Let's see what you get on the romance roll.
What?
17.
Oh.
After a solid 2 weeks of trying, she gives in and you have a wonderful afternoon.
Congratulations. Yeah, well, finally, you didn't even get until nighttime. God damn.
Arendelle finally got
there. However, during your pursuit, you find out that she is actually the captain.
Ooh, now I got a good relationship with her.
Yes.
Why did you look like that? Why did... Wait, why was...
Anyways...
Arendelle's having a kid!
Anybody want to do anything during this wonderful travel time?
A 2-month time skip?
Is the boat faster since it's richer?
I'm going to be honest with you, no.
Damn.
It just rides nicer.
It's more comfortable.
It is more comfortable
than it was.
I would like to, over the few weeks of travel, I would like to try and complete my grappling hook. Because I got the string, and I have a stone. I have one stone that I could probably use to power it.
All right. So I'd probably just
tinker around it back and forth.
Hey, Nate, roll a D100. Dragon, can you do me a favor and roll for Arcana for that? I'll go and let you just... 97? Isn't that the...
Never mind. No. Reared on me. I saw that smile. I don't know if I want... Do I get... Is that my final answer? Can I make another answer? Can I guess?
You want to use the inspiration point?
Absolutely fucking not. I just want it for free. I don't want to waste my inspiration.
No. A dirty 20.
Alrighty. Yes, you are able to make a functional prototype. However, it is not exactly as you were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
While it does seem to shoot out a thing and clasp on to what you're wanting, it doesn't shoot with a lot of force. So it doesn't have as much range as you wanted, and it probably could not impale someone.
Mm. We'll work on the... We'll work
you're,
on
it. You're pretty sure it's that the problem is the stone, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty unfortunate you guys are on a boat going far away from the source of the stones.
Yeah, I tried going back, but everyone said, no, you're going to die.
Yeah, because you would have died.
It would have been worth it, though.
No, you would have died.
I would have died doing what I love. The second thing I love.
Alrighty. So we're sticking with that 97, then, eh?
Yeah.
Can I use a lucky dice on that?
No.
Dragon, I don't... You know Butter better
than I do. Can I Flash of Genius?
No.
I think I can add a +5 to that. Make it 101.
Hey, Dragon,
if you did that, then it would loop around and it would be a 2.
I don't know what's better, a 2 or a 97. Because you're happy right now.
Yeah, you know Butter better than I do. That is a lie.
I have no power. Nate rolled it.
Yeah, but you know Butter better than I do. Is this a situation where he's too happy and I should reroll?
He's playing D&D, so it's kind of hard to tell. But I would suggest rerolling because he's a little more giddy than usual.
Yeah, but what if this is like, oh my god, what's that movie? The Princess Bride? Is that the movie I'm thinking of where it's the fucking the standoff with the poison?
I never watched Princess Bride.
Please tell me if what. I'm thinking the right movie, right?
What did you say?
The fucking, oh my god.
The Princess Battle of Wits?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking of the right movie, yeah.
I need an answer here. Is 97 what we're sticking with?
I mean, he rolled it already. He can't re-roll it, right?
I can using, what's it called?
Inspiration.
Using my thing.
It's up to you, but I would recommend re-rolling. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Butter's way too happy.
If Dragon says re-roll it, I'll re-roll it.
Are you listening to me today? What, did you hit your head on a rock?
Did you hit your head on a rock?
Did I rape your mom?
Yes.
Then there's your answer, pal.
You hit your head on a rock. That's crazy.
Okay. I'll re-roll it, I guess. I don't know.
He's gonna say 97 again.
I wish that'd be so funny. 42?
42.
Meaning of life.
I think we fucked up.
42.
Butter's now disappointed in us.
The meaning of life. Surely it can't be that bad. If 42 is that
Jackie
bad.
Jackie Robinson coming up to the plate.
With a solid 42. 42 is what I think it is, man. Oh, no, I was wrong. Hang on.
He was wrong. I go by Irish
roll. We're good.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't like how he likes that.
Do you like this one or do you like the other one more? Because, you know,
let's find out. Okay.
We're fucked, Nate. It's over. Tell my unborn child that I hated him.
Yeah. Dragon, it's been a pleasure knowing you for real, but I ain't going to be knowing you.
I think this is better than finding Mystery Goo.
I think it's better than this is better than me.
Say it, Butter. What does a 42 do?
It's the meaning of life. If Butter puts something bad, that means he hates life.
About a month into your wonderful journey.
So what, halfway?
About halfway, yeah. You guys will probably be about give or take here-ish where this boat is. You guys are awoken one night by the magic seeming to stop the thing that keeps the boat so calm and peaceful. As the boat begins to rock back and forth. After a couple minutes, the waves seem to be getting stronger and stronger. Now, at this point, you guys would be familiar with the boat, so I'll go ahead and tell you. There are a total of 3 levels of this boat. The topmost boat, or topmost level, is, of course, the main deck. The second level is mostly facilities and storage. And the third level is mostly rooms and, like, bathrooms, stuff like that. A dining hall is on the first floor. That's currently where you guys are. Did you guys want to do anything, or are you guys just staying in your nice rooms, just accepting the waves?
Trusting that they will.
This doesn't feel normal, yeah.
I would leave the room.
Yeah.
And check things out.
Okay. What exactly do you mean by check things out?
Is there like a front deck area?
There is the top deck.
Top deck. Yes. I'd probably go to the top deck.
Okay.
Up there as well.
As long as it's accessible to.
As you kind of begin to head up that way, Dragon, you are allowed through due to your special relationship with the captain. However, Mr. Yinlei, you are stopped.
I can vouch for me.
Right the stairs.
Can he come? He's with me.
A male half-orc that turns to you and says, "Only the captain, crew, and her friends."
Sorry, Yinlei, you're gonna have to sit this one out for now.
How tall is this fucking orc?
Please don't make trouble.
Solid 8 foot.
Please 8 don't feet? Yeah, I'm fucking sweet. I'm sweeping the knee. I'm cracking that fucker in the kneecap and walking
please
right past
don't.
Him. I am not doing anything. Like, I'm not trying to hurt him per se. I just want him
you
out of
are
my
actively
fucking
hurting
way.
Him.
Good then. I want him out of my way.
Only captain's.
Okay. To do that, that requires a strength check.
That requires a strength check. Sure, buddy. Whatever daddy wants, daddy gets.
We'll have him roll a constitution saving.
Can you make a dex check instead? Because I'm not, like, actively going for...
Sure,
okay.
We'll go dex instead.
I love you, Butter. Ooh, natural 20, 24.
Natural 20. Rollies.
Rollies! I think that's the first time Butter's ever hit a nat 20 on us.
19.
Solid 8.
Alright, click the leg. Get the fuck out of my way, bitch.
Alrighty, as you take the guy's leg out, he kind of plops to the floor. Do you just waddle past? Are you speeding past? What's your general plan here?
I want to look down at him and just kind of, no hard feelings, I hope, but I do have something I need to attend to. I'm just going to walk past him.
Alright.
I'm going to go to him and be like, to be on the record... He is no longer with me.
Thanks.
I'm gonna walk on.
Appreciate it.
I guess as you're money. Walking away, quick question, if I may. What's your AC?
Me?
Yeah.
Dog shit. 15. If I'm
exceeding.
Huh?
better get a lot better real quick. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I mean, if I'll tell you this right now. If I actively knock somebody on their ass, I'm fully expecting retribution.
Okay.
So fully expect me to be taking the dodge action here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you do that while I re-Google what the dodge action actually does. He rolls with disadvantage. Oh, okay, that's good. That's good, because he just rolled a 19. Okay. Yeah, so as you're going up the stairs, and you kind of hear him get up, and you like you prepare to move out the way, you are completely caught off guard as a wooden chair is hurling its way towards you. And Cole slams into your back as you kind of fall to the ground. He walks up behind you, kind of goes to grab you. Are you still fighting back?
Oh, I'm going invisible! What does he expect is going to happen?
You can't.
Oof. Vanish in smoke. Smoke and mirrors.
I don't think you have smoke. I think you just disappear.
Smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors. Understood.
Smoke and mirrors. I've spent a month on this boat. I mimic the captain's voice and tell him to fuck off.
You've
been mimicking people's voices.
You probably haven't even talked to her.
She's the captain. I've had to at least hurt her once.
Yeah, true. But slight problem. First of all, it would be a deception check with disadvantage.
Okay.
Minus three.
Okay.
During this whole time, I'm just gonna keep going up.
As you should. As you should.
I'm not dealing with this bullshit.
You said deception minus three.
Deception with disadvantage minus three. Yes.
19.
With disadvantage and minus three.
Can I use our lucky roll on him?
Yeah, lucky. Yeah, actually, go ahead.
You get silvery barbs. Not silvery barbs did, but no.
Fuck out of here!
Oh, what's he gonna do?
Okie dokie then. He just, as you attempt to copy her voice, he just kind of looks around, realizes that there's nobody there, and just says, "I don't get paid enough for this crap," and just walks away. Congratulations, you're now both on the deck.
That's kind of what I fucking figured.
As you guys get up there, the boat seems to be very slishy sloshy, as you kind of can now see the ocean. It seems that the ocean itself seems to be drawn towards you, as you guys aren't traveling over waves. The waves are just all of them from all directions headed right towards you.
Like his face.
Yes.
What do you mean they're all coming towards us?
So 360 degree, right? All the waves are just smashing up against the boat. Constantly. And consistently. Everybody that's currently on the deck is scrambling around trying their best to fix the situation, however they possibly can, by trying to keep the boat not falling apart. What you guys want to do?
Thou didst me good service.
Thou did me good service.
Good service, Sarah.
What do we want to do? Oh, let's just fight God.
I'm low key down.
Oh, is this base campaign?
Two for two. We go two for two.
I told the other guys that the hint for the next session is the Odyssey.
Jesus Christ!
Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Gotcha.
No. Let's see.
I understand it now.
What do I want to do? What does the top deck look like? Is there people just like scrambling around?
Yeah, like I said, there's people just struggling to.
Where is the captain?
Together, the captain is currently barking orders from behind the wheel. Yes.
Hey, baby girl.
No, not like that. The hood stays on.
Hey, remember that one sure time you and I?
Remember that one time?
Yeah, you do.
You really work. I can't even. You remember last month? Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
You really were a great miner. God fucking damn it.
What do we do? I mean, I guess.
But, I mean, there's not really much you can do unless you guys had some really good ideas.
I mean,
wait, Dragon, make the sea look at the hourglass. Then the waves will freeze. We can.
Do the waves look like a natural disaster type of thing, or does it look man-made or
good
artificial?
Good question.
Or God-made. Roll
perception, because you're just kind of like looking at it from afar. Using a lucky point, I understand. Using another lucky point,
no,
I understand.
No, not using a lucky point.
Oh, Flash of Genius.
24.
With your considerable knowledge of the ocean and the way that water works, due to your time at war and your journey overseas, mm-hmm. many a times, I'm sure, you are very confident that no, these waves do not look normal at all. They are far too uniform from the entirety for it to be natural.
Does this look god scale, or does this look like something that could be by a strong spellcaster or not?
This definitely looks like it could be created by less powerful beings than gods.
Buster.
As somebody's on the boat fucking around.
And it's all the waves are coming towards us.
Yes, so smashing into the side of the boat. In fact, some of the wood has already begun to kind of break off near one of the sides.
Perfect, like center where the ship, all the waves are at us.
Pretty much, yeah. It's not like ripple in reverse where it's all a perfect circle sliding into you. It's waves at different times, but they're all slamming towards the center that is this boat, yes.
Okay.
Somebody's here fucking around.
Where's the cargo at?
The cargo on this boat is on the second floor.
Below us, directly?
Yes, directly below you.
Would you say it's within 30 feet?
It would depend. Some of the cargo is within 30 feet, yes.
So I would like to go downstairs. And if I can I cast Detect Magic in a 30-foot radius to see if there's something that could be attracting said waves?
You are a smart individual. Anybody ever told you that?
Dragon, you're hot and sexy.
Why do you think I got it with the captain?
Man. Alright.
Butter. Can it I can shapeshift to look like people, right?
What? No.
Unfortunately, it appears the gods have taken away your abilities.
Yeah.
Divine retribution for all of the murder and sleaziness.
I'm gonna go down there and see if I can. I'd like to cast Detect Magic in that radius.
When you cast Detect Magic and you look around, by the way, we decided in the previous session that yes, Detect Magic works like Superman's stinking X-ray vision for magical items and magical items only. But yes, you see lots of magical items.
Anything that stands out, though.
Very clearly, you know, rich people stuff. So you have merchants and nobility of different nations all having different items all in cargo. Mm-hmm. However, there is one box that seems suspiciously devoid. Most of the boxes are completely full, like almost overflowing with items, most of them magical. However, this one seems to have mostly non-magical things, except for one circle sphere thing. And it is emanating a different kind of magic. You're not exactly sure what kind.
Is there anybody else down here?
There are people down in the storage compartment, but not near that box, no.
I would like to...
It's all kind of, like, sectioned off in kind of a... the way you'd expect most storage places to be sectioned off. Think of basically a, those, like, storage units that you can buy.
Can I try and yoink it?
You want to yoink it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, I don't want to put it in my bag of holding. I want to put it in my normal, like, satchel.
Okay. So you just want to go up to the box, open it, and take it out?
Yeah, if I can stealthily, so nobody thinks I'm actually, like, stealing something.
All right. You make your way towards it, there isn't anybody nearby, like I said, and you don't run into anybody on your way there. But when you open up the top of the box, inside is, it's full of mostly halfway with straw. But in the center, kind of an indent, there is this, what looks like a crystal ball of sorts. But it's a light blue. It's whirling.
Are these the things that the fucking spellcasters had in their hands?
It is not. It is different. Whereas the spellcasters was made completely of ice. This one, not yet, Dragon. Hang on, I'm getting there. This one, it's kind of sitting on a purple cloth.
The teacher said no.
But as you pick it up, you kind of get a closer look and... It kind of warms in your hand. It's very cold to the touch. Not ice, but it is kind of...
Metal hand. I don't touch magical objects with my real hand. That's a bad idea.
Okay, your metal hand's still warm. Because I said so.
Interesting.
Oh, shit. Oh, my thermal goggles are picking up a heat signature.
Yes. Well, it's
a heat signature.
Anyways, whenever you pick it up, you notice that inside seems to be water. Just kind of sloshing around inside.
How interesting.
Gently put it in my bag.
I start shaking it as a gruffle.
No, it's not a snow globe!
That looks so cool, but...
Alrighty. It is now in your pocket.
I'm going to take it back up to the deck.
Okay.
And I want to go talk to the captain.
You should toss it into the water.
You're once again allowed through the guard with no problems at all, as you are the special friend.
Sorry about last time.
I'm still following.
But yes, you are able to go back up to the deck. The water is still rough and sloshing back and forth. Not so much that you guys are going to get like knocked off your feet or anything, but it's definitely not comfortable.
Are we on a first name basis? Me
again. Nick Cowan. Sorry.
You are.
Oh shit! I'm making waves, and that's not a pun.
You fucked. I would have hoped that you were on. You know.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, dear captain.
As you go up to the captain, her name is Shyla.
Her name is Baby Girl to you, Dragon. Shyla Buff?
No, it's just Shyla. Shut up.
I'm gonna walk up to her and be like,
Hey, girl.
I'm gonna be like, Shyla, you see the waves, right?
She turns to you kind of impatiently and says, Dearest, now's not the time.
I think it is. Where's that Eric kid? The magic guy.
Where's that Arab kid?
He's probably downstairs, reading somewhere.
So, I'm gonna pull the item out. I think this is the cause of the waves. And he might actually be able to...
Hang on, I really do need to know. Is this an actual character that I've genuinely missed up on, or is Dragon just pulling shit out of his ass?
Eric! What? The kid! The kid!
The one who took the stinking magic item.
The one who took the bracer! The one you stared down!
He had a name?
Yes!
He had a name? It had a name?
Yes, he did!
Oh my gosh. I even yelled it for context, by the way.
To be fair, when you yelled it, it just sounded like you went.
That's kind of what I heard.
I was able to get Eric out of it, but it did sound like.
That's why you're my best friend. You can hear me whenever I go.
Exactly.
Anyways, she kind of looks at the orb and back at you, and she says, "I'm sure it is." And the very much, leave me alone, I'm busy right now.
I've risked it. I'm going to go talk to Eric.
All right.
I'm going to bring it to Eric.
You are not aware where Eric is. So are you going to ask people for directions, or are you just going to run around and try and find him?
I know where he is.
I'm going to ask the remember. Guard.
He's my chess partner.
Ask the guard.
Is he your chess partner? Did you decide to pick up chess?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Why not?
Really convenient. Then yes, you are aware that he plays chess on the weekends.
Is it the weekend?
He doesn't like you very much, by the way.
I know where he is.
No, you don't.
I know exactly. He's in our chess room.
Have you been getting action, too?
With me and Eric. You know, kids just hold such a special place in my heart.
No. No, we're going to stop there.
Like, I'm going to teach those homeless orphans how to play the game.
Stop. Just stop.
I'm not even being sexual this time.
This time. That's how you know it's a problem. That's how you know it's a problem.
It's crazy how you said this time.
Look, I will admit, there have been times before where, you know, but like, this time I'm not. Just want to help that poor little orphan boy get out there and be happy with his life.
I'm going to ask the orc guard that I passed and see if he knows where he might be.
Okay. You know what? He does!
I know where he was, though.
No, you don't.
Man, what's wrong with my car?
You're an assassin murderer who's known throughout the world as being an assassin murderer.
Okay.
He plays chess on the weekends.
I like playing chess.
It's like, I'm gonna kill you. Ooh, knight to e6? Shut up!
Good talk. So, Dwagon. Luckily he did know where Eric is. Apparently he likes to read in the quiet, isolated section of the storage area.
It's a chessboard.
Off in
the
corner. No, there's
not. I'm gonna go there.
Just let me play my chess game.
I'm gonna go there then.
Alright, as you kind of follow his directions, you come across a room that is... It has a door on it, and it is currently closed. But from underneath the door, you do see a bit of flickering light coming from a lantern or something.
It's not a bomb.
Sorry. Oh.
I didn't like that noise very much.
Inside, you hear scrambling, and then the light goes out, and no response.
It's bedtime, stupid. I can say something super racist.
Oh, you fat little wanker.
You little wanker. Wait, Huey, is that you in there?
Homelander, is that you?
Homelander,
don't kill my wife.
You nick me wee little lad.
What you gonna bloody do about
Scorched
it?
Scorched earth,
Huey.
Sorry. I'm gonna knock again.
This time you hear from the inside, nobody's here.
Eric, is that you? I'm the Elven guy you took the bracer from.
He just kind of opens the door. Aren't you the captain's?
Jump in!
Yes.
Jump in!
I am. Yes, I'm Shyla's friend. I have a major favor, so this question for you. What did he say?
He just kind of...
What did he say?
Shyla, kind of almost insulted that you're on first name basis.
Anyways, I was wondering if you had to, if you knew what this was, and I pull out the orb.
It looks like an orb.
So, you know what's going on out there, right?
I know it's not my shift, and I'm reading.
Wow!
Basically, we're dying. I think this is the cause of that. And I just had a quick question. If I destroyed it, what would happen?
Why did you turn into Trump there for a second?
So, we're about to die. I'm going to destroy this. Will it break?
He just kind of sighs, and he reaches out to grab it.
Do you do like fully take it?
Yeah, he reaches out with like previously when he reached out, he kind of did like this number here. This time he's going for a full gimme gimme.
Is there a reason why you want this fully?
I don't know what it is yet.
You're able to figure out anything else with just a touch, but now you want to hold this orb, and now I'm kind of suspicious.
That's what the touch is, Dragon.
Yeah, but he touched it. He never grabbed it fully. He never yoinked it from me. He wants to yoink it from me, Nate. Oh, you're invisible, Nate, aren't you?
Probably. Has it been an hour?
No,
not by any means.
I'll let him have it then.
He's in darkness, then he's fine.
I'm gonna invisibly aim an arrow at his forehead, and if he tries to do anything, he's kind of just dead on reaction.
You know, you like to kill people, don't you? Infamous murderer assassin.
What was it? Yeah, I was like, what was that? You said a famous murder assassin known throughout the world for murdering and assassinating people. Yeah.
Are you Luigi Mangione?
My hero!
Mine aura! My...
Do you smell that?
Shut up! Okay, I'll hand it to him.
Arundel, do you smell
that? You hand it to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I?
He grabs it, looks at it for a little bit, and says, nope, I don't believe this is what you're looking for.
So I can destroy it?
I wouldn't do that. I'm sure this is somebody's property.
Check. Insight. I forgot what the word was. Checking. I'm checking.
Okay, what are you trying to insight?
Is he lying? Is this the behind it all?
Is he lying about what?
Is this the thing that's causing the thing?
Oh, okay. Okay, so the first part. Okay. Go ahead and roll insight, good sir.
18. 12 plus 6.
All right.
Oh, I'll make him smarter. That's a 23.
I see all! The Ale of Agamotto.
With that insight.
Never mind. I cannot, because it's when you or another creature you can see. I cannot see him, can I?
You know what? No, you can't, because he's invisible. Alright, with... So your base roll was what?
18.
So, you are not too sure if he's telling the truth or not. However, you do kind of notice whenever he was talking, he keeps like shifting his hands on the ball, almost in a protective manner.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I have the super juicer threaten everybody button. He now has a handful of blades at his neck. I forgot I have the super juicer threaten people button.
Okay. Are you pressing the super juicer
threaten? I'm pressing the super juicer button. He has like four knives at his throat.
Does
now.
He notice the knives though?
Yes, they are visible. He now has four long swords. No, like
he doesn't.
He takes a step forward.
He just keeps talking as though nothing has changed.
Okay, well, if it's not the one, I'll just put it back. Give me back the orb.
Well, you know, maybe I should take it to study some more.
Give me back the orb.
Swords at throat button. Go. Beyblade, go.
I'm going to say this to him in the nicest way possible. Give me the orb. And no one has to know.
No.
I'm giving him that look. I'm like, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
I'm gonna say it in his head.
Can I want to stand behind him, and I want to get behind him, and I want to cut my invisibility. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave my, like, hood up, mask over, so I'm just fucking Batman with the dark cloak, just standing over him.
Justice for them.
So yeah, I don't know if it's like bright in here, but I'm now just kind of standing behind him.
No, it is not bright in here. He had a candle going, but he blew it out to try and be, you know.
So I could probably see my like reflection of my eyes.
I have dark vision, so.
Justice.
I'm gonna cast message in his head and be like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Hand over the orb. And you live.
Live? Are you threatening me?
I'm just gonna give him the eyes of...
I'm not threatening you, per se. I'm just insinuating an offer that...
And I'm gonna reach for the orb.
He just kind of tilts his head to the side. Where are these Deacon knives that he didn't notice because he has the passive perception of nat 1?
Everywhere.
If I'm standing behind him, I don't have the knives out currently.
Okay. Alright, in that case, he just kind of like tilts his head to like look behind you. You're threatening me and you're all alone?
I'm just gonna smirk.
Alone is an interesting word.
Why did you do that? Are you actually gonna do that?
Funny. It's such a funny word, alone. Coming from someone like you is an interesting statement, is it not?
Yeah, wonderful monologue. However, whenever you said alone in a dark, deep voice, he jumps like 4 kilometers and throws the ball towards you. Just out of pure reflex of what the, you know,
me?
You just throw stuff. Well, so he just kind of throws it in front of him, like that motion there.
I watch you grab the orb.
I'm behind him. You catch it. He threw it at you.
No, he turned around and threw it at you.
No. So he just jumped when he heard the voice.
Oh, then I'm grabbing the orb.
He just kind of turns around, just kind of like, you know, that slowly it's behind me, isn't it?
He's right behind me, isn't he?
He just kind of slowly turns around.
Justice.
I remember wearing hockey pads.
Just don't destroy it.
And why is that, Eric?
I'm not saying a word. I'm still just silently staring at him.
Eric,
why don't you want me to destroy this weirdly placed magical item?
It's something I found.
Well, the something that you found is going to lead us all to death. If I don't destroy it.
As you say that with such confidence, from inside your pockets, everybody in the room hears,
I can give you power!
It seems to be getting louder, by the way.
Oh,
just for the record.
Wait, do I give Eric the ring?
No!
Magical items?
No! No, hell no!
Worth a shot.
Well, Eric, it was nice knowing you. I'm gonna go destroy this orb now.
Wait, but don't. It's the only thing I've ever found.
Eric, go to the top deck. And then you can see why I am doing this. It's for your own safety.
It's not magical.
Yes, it is. How do you think I found it?
That's a good question. Did you go through my things?
I went through a lot of people's things. I casted Detect Magic, and it was detecting magic.
Oh.
Nice, Butter. Nice.
I seem to remember Butter's exact words of, this looks like what might be causing the storm.
No, no, no. That was him saying, oh, like that. It's pretty obvious that he is used to being the authority of what is and isn't magic on this boat. So whatever you snap back and said, actually, it is magic. I know, because I can detect that. He
just goes, please tell me for the love of God that Arendelle did the fucking left hand one finger up. Well, actually.
No, actually.
It's the, what do you call it? The one that Andrew had with the guy on his shoulder. Listen, here, buddy.
Hey, listen, buddy.
I can hit him with the fucking UI Goku, just dunk the ball on him.
Go! He realizing that.
Alright. Have fun.
See you, Flux.
Meow. Meow.
Him realizing that, gosh, I need new dice. Him realizing that he's not going to be able to convince you otherwise, immediately kind of rushes towards you to try and grab the sphere. However, at this point, can I get all of you to make a dexterity saving throw, please?
I'm actually Batman.
Is it the waves?
Yes.
Dexterity.
Oh, somebody said dex save. Funny how that works.
I really need new dice, dog.
22.
Yeah, okay.
19.
All right. Both of you have absolutely no problem standing like a normal person. However, this poor soul who just rolled a nat 1.
It's freaking ragdolled.
While he was rushing towards you, the water sloshes, and he goes headfirst into the doorframe.
Can I catch him? I'm standing, like, literally right behind him. Can I, like, grab him, like, put a hand on his shoulder and, like, hold him down?
Probably.
I'll make a dex check if you want to see him fast enough.
Well, you're trying to keep afloat. Like, you're trying to stay still.
I'm also Batman. Let me make another check if you want me to.
Yeah, okay, we'll go dex check at disadvantage. Actually, disadvantage minus stuff because with everything that's happening, but we'll just
not one. I'm not gonna reach for him anymore.
Is it a dex check? Wow, my dex is still not 20. Christ, I could give you more damage. 19
with disadvantage.
Yeah, well, a 15. I rolled a 15 and a 19.
So dog, how come I have rolled, count them, 3 nat ones this session? I don't think you rolled less than 10.
He does not see the knives. That was a nat 1, wasn't it? It's right there.
See, here's what you got to recognize, though, Butter. I am currently, in your campaign, I am wielding the strongest D&D character to touch foot in a D&D campaign. The second I lose him, I'm going to lose those rolls too, most likely, because that's how my luck works.
So I'm waiting for those wonderful days in which we can actually have something happen that isn't just, I want to do it. Oh, hey, look, I instantly do it because my rolls are godlike.
Hey, let me make a stealth check real quick. Yeah, I actually don't need to roll for stealth anymore. At this point, I genuinely don't need to roll for stealth anymore.
Yeah, your passive stealth is higher than most people can actually roll.
Passive stealth is 20.
Anyways, I guess
always make stealth with advantage, and I roll 3 dice on advantage.
I guess you are able to grab him as he kind of tries to dart forwards. He doesn't seem happy. What do you want to do?
Ooh, Eric, that was not a good move. But have you noticed the ship? Like,
what about it?
That's not normal, right? Think hard, Eric. Think, Eric!
Yes,
think!
It's not normal, but I don't think destroying that will help things.
What about?
You want to make a bet? You want to make a bet, Eric? I will give you this wand of fireball if you're right.
Dragon, that's a bad idea.
I'm right, though.
Look at Butter's face.
I'm right,
though. All right.
Also, I'm lying through my teeth. I'm not giving him the wand of fireball. Obviously.
He looks at you with this look of, you're an idiot.
Wow. And
just doesn't say anything. He's just looking at you. You know, imagine how we look at apes. That's how he's currently looking at you.
No.
You are such a lower life form. I feel sorry for you.
Oh, Butter just called you black. Are you just going to take that? Or?
Are you sure this is the route you want to go down, Eric?
Can you stop saying my name like that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Eric.
Can I get another dex save from Yaz?
Sure.
If he tries it again, I'm crushing a ghost shell.
Sure, 26.
Of course. Are you still holding on to him?
Yeah.
I would say roll again, but we're going to be fantastic. He rolled a solid nat 2, so...
Two hands, clamp.
Yep.
Let's see if he notices the long sword.
Did he try going for it again?
No. That was just the waves. But it seems to be getting stronger as the boat is rocking more and more. As I'm sure you've noticed, because now you're making dex saves instead of just... compensating naturally.
Okay. If that's the case, then Eric, if I'm wrong, then
may God have mercy on our souls.
What he said. But if I'm right, then you have to take responsibility.
Were you off the boat?
Are you ready to face the consequences of your actions, Eric?
Please stop saying my name like that.
Well, I guess you are just a kid after all, and I'm just gonna fucking...
Alright. The moment that you do that, the boat stops creaking. The entire ocean goes completely still.
Hey, Butter, does he notice a longsword if I put the point right between his fucking eyeballs?
Got him. Fourth guy won.
How about I give him advantage? How about I help him notice the giant fucking sword?
God, dang it. I'm going to say yes. A 5 allows him to see.
Okay, cool. You see that? You see that right there? You see that? That sword right there, right in front of your goddamn eyeballs? You see that? Yeah. What was that about that? About this whole little snow globe not working?
Eric, you're gonna do me a solid favor. You're gonna go up there and talk to your captain and say that it was 100% your stupid ass fault. Those words, exactly, or you will not live to see another day. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? Oh my god. Go on.
It's okay. He just kind of looks down, kind of defeated. And he says, okay. As he begins to walk towards the door.
I'm holding him.
Now, before he goes, I'm going to say one more thing.
I'm going to try and roll a dice. It's going to be really funny.
Eric, I can tell by looking at your face that you didn't mean for any of this to happen. You found this item at, like, what, a shop? Or just on your own, right?
I mean, in a way.
So you just wanted to keep it. Or did somebody give it to you?
No, I found it.
Where?
About fishing.
Fishing? So, was it in the water?
Yeah.
That's a lie. I don't even need to make an insight check. That's a lie.
I want to make an insight check because I don't know if I might have may not have just fucked up by destroying like an orb of sea or something. Like the sea is going to be angry with me. Insight.
We only have another month. It can last another month.
I need to reroll. Twenty-two for insight.
You are pretty confident that he is telling the truth. He did indeed catch it or find it whilst fishing.
Now, in your opinion, was it a dumb idea to destroy it straight up, or should I just toss it in the ocean?
You should have given it back to me.
Why would I have done that?
Because I found it. It's mine.
Oh my god.
Okay. Starting now, you're going to go say this to the captain. I am a stupid bitch, and I was causing the problem. And I will accept proper punishment.
I'm not going to say that.
No, Eric. Okay.
Eric, did you not hear what I said last time?
No, Dragon, I got this.
In there, Thranum.
No, oh no. I'm gonna take my hands off of his shoulders. I'm gonna, lift my hood back up, and I'm just gonna get, he's a kid, right? I'd say I'm a little bit taller than him. If he learns 6'1". Okay. Then I'm going to kind of get down a little bit and just kind of put my head right next to his ear and just.
Your conscience follows you. Make sure you don't let your stupidity blind you. Your grief will follow. And I'm going to go invisible. And I'm just going to cast invisibility.
As you finish speaking, he says, and your face follows you. Good thing you can hide it.
Ooh, Eric, you made some mistakes.
You got roasted.
I don't think Shiloh would miss you. In fact, it wouldn't be so weird if someone were
stop calling her Shiloh.
Ooh, Eric. You keep making mistakes.
Can I manipulate the swords without breaking invisibility?
What?
Can I manipulate the swords without breaking invisibility?
No.
No.
Oh. Shut up, Dragon. You're not being very helpful.
Eric. So, you're not gonna go up there and take proper punishment for what you have done, correct?
I didn't do anything. That was just a coincidence.
Well then, can you swim, Eric? Can you swim?
I work on a boat. I should hope so.
Well, let's hope somebody, not us, comes and find you. Because you're going overboard. And I'm going to put the hand on his shoulder and be like...
Wait, Dwagon, just put him in the bag of holding.
Dwagon, you pronounce it like Trump.
You're going
overboard. You're going overboard.
You're going overboard. Overboard.
You say exact words to Shiloh.
I'll tell Shiloh exactly what happened here.
Well, you see, I kind of told her beforehand about the orb, and I told her it was the thing causing it, and she goes, "You're probably right." And I went to go talk to you. Who is she going to believe more? Me or you? Or will you not even make it to her in time? Maybe you'll have an accident on the way. You never know who's
watching. Not that much of a child. I don't pee myself anymore.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Just fucking kill the kid and doss his body overboard, dude.
He goes,
we saw the first.
As for who she'd believe, she'd probably believe her son.
Oh, damn it.
No.
Wrong answer, bub.
We couldn't find him.
We couldn't find him. He must have vanished. Oh, well.
See, Eric.
Wait, do I get to start calling him son?
Now, you listen here, son. Sometimes you gotta accept. See, I didn't want to do this, but your mother, she made me punish you today.
Wait, yeah, Dwagon, that gives you legal authority over the kid.
No, it doesn't!
I'm sorry that I have to do this.
Oh my gosh.
No, Eric, let's be honest here. I'm mainly joking. You didn't mean to cause any harm. But you gotta be honest, the orb is what was causing the waves to crash into the boat. Please tell me you know that.
Well, it could have just been bad weather.
Justice!
Okay, this is what we're gonna do.
For Gotham!
For Gotham!
You're gonna stay locked inside of this room while I go talk to Shyla.
You can't ground me. You're not my mom.
You're right, I'm not your mother. I'm your new dad.
Roll intimidation, please.
Wait, Dwagon's a crafter, right? Make a timeout stool for the kid.
That's so scary where that was going.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked for an intimidation check.
But I think you should make a contested roll. Give the kid a chance.
25.
Yeah, give the kid a chance. Make a
contested
roll.
All right, hang on. New dice. This one should be really good.
25. You got to beat a 25.
He turns around,
oh,
goes to the room, and slams the door. As, ladies and gentlemen, that is the fifth nap roll.
Eric, I know you can hear me. You're not in trouble.
I'm not mad.
No one's mad at you. We're just trying to let you know that your actions have consequences. I'm sorry about your orb. We can pick up a fancy orb at the store later.
We're not mad. We're just disappointed.
Exactly. And I'm going to go upstairs.
By the way, I figured it out. As a DM, I roll not once. As a player, I roll 17s consistently.
Okay, so the dice know. In that case, you need to have player characters as your DM NPCs.
I'm gonna walk up to the top deck and go meet with the captain.
All right. As you go back upstairs, it is very calm. They are kind of out of, you know, oh my gosh, we're all gonna die, into repair mode, fixing things that snapped or broke off the boat. The captain, though, is kind of relaxed all in all, because at this point, there's not much for her to do.
I'm just going to be like, I see everything is fixed now.
Oh my god, I'm breaking invisibility. I do not want to, like, accidentally get caught up in somebody's way or scare the shit out of somebody. I'm just going to follow Dwagon. I'm also not going to be, like, oh my god, I'm going to be a normal guy. Like, mask off, hood off. I'm not going to walk around as Batman anymore. I'm Bruce Wayne now. With no money. I'm Brokey Wayne.
Fantastic. When you call out, she just turns and says, just the one I wanted to see. Are you busy later?
Me? No, but you might have to be busy.
With me?
With Eric. So,
what did you do now?
Remember when I walked up here and showed you that orb thingy and told you it was the cause of all the problems?
I guess
it was, and I found out the source. So Eric found the orb in the ocean, plucked it out, kept it. Next thing you know, waves are coming at us. I look for the item. I found the item. I go to confront Eric, like the noble man I am, and he's just like, it's not magical, it's not magical. Let me have it. And then I broke it. And then the wave settled.
So.
Yes.
I will handle this.
Any questions? We didn't harm the boy. He's still fine. He might be a little scarred because we did kind of have to like set an example of like what he almost did.
Where is he?
He's in that room where he likes to read.
Something to note as well. Not super familiar with the boy aside from my little interactions with him here and then. He does seem to have a bit of an overactive imagination. He was claiming when we were down there that we were threatening him, so if he says anything of the sort, I'm sure it's just him being afraid at the time.
Roll deception on that.
Butter, 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 butter. Do you really want me to roll deception, or do you want to just act like I've succeeded?
Roll deception, sir.
Oh, you rolled a nat 20. I did not roll a nat 20, unfortunately. I actually was quite
They screw your lies!
Wait.
What did you say?
She sees through your lies.
Not necessarily. What was her total?
She rolled a 20.
It doesn't matter as long as her if her modifier is higher than what my total roll was. What was her total roll?
22.
Okay, so my 27 still wins, even though it wasn't a natural 20.
No, natural. It's
natural 20s don't apply to ability and skill checks, unfortunately. It's just whichever is the higher number.
Are you serious?
I am serious. You can look it up. That is an actual, like...
That's so upsetting.
It is whichever... Natural 20s may not affect. It is whichever has the higher modifier and higher total roll value is what wins. The only time that natural 20s apply as a quote-unquote critical success is in the situations where, like, a DC is technically too high for a player to reach. In that case, then it is hit. Or in the case of an AC might be too high for a 20-plus ability modifier to reach, but a natural 20 will bypass and hit regardless of the AC. So if something has an AC of 40 and I only have a plus 7, a natural 20 will give me a 27, but I still hit regardless. With skill checks and ability checks, natural 20s do not apply. Unless a homebrew rule is at the table with like critical successes and critical failures.
Which yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. All right, fine.
So she believes him.
She waddles off. Why do you only give me nat 20s when I don't need them?
I dap up Arendelle when she's not looking.
I'm going to tap him and be like, you got my back, buddy. Thank you.
You did well with the kid. Good work on it, Stu. Had to patch up the problems.
You know, thank you for the flair you had at the end where you like appeared behind him and went like, rah, 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 rah.
It was nice. I had
By the way, if even though nat 20 doesn't mean that you just win, nat 1 does mean that you fail in the most catastrophic way possible.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways, we know,
but I remember. You remember how many natural ones you rolled? Remember? Yeah, we kind of know how that works. I'm sorry.
By the way, Butter, just letting you know, I am free tonight. That's the answer I had for I'm free tonight. Wink.
Anyways,
when Dwagon goes to meet up with her, I'm gonna follow invisibly.
Yinlair, thy cock.
Okay. After about 20 good minutes, Zhi comes back, kind of with the Have you ever seen the disappointed look on a mother's face after scolding their child? That's the look that she has on right now. But luckily, all has ended.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets back and immediately takes you to a wonderful location known as the Captain's Quarters.
Yes, sir!
And at that point, we will do a time skip and a montage as your relationship with this captain grows quite considerably.
I want to keep it up as much as I can, dude.
Keep it up? All right, well, about another 3 weeks in, and she has now asked an important question. What happens when they arrive at their destination?
Shit. Wait, Dragon, do you make sending stones?
Long distance relationships? Is that what we're going with right now?
Long distance doesn't work. What happens What happens? How is she in terms of her work? Is she dedicated to it?
Seems relatively dedicated, yeah.
I would ask her input on it.
You would ask her input? Well, she... By the way, I'm sorry, but my head is starting to hurt, so we're not roleplaying all this out.
That's fine.
But she basically insinuates that you should join her crew in a more permanent position.
It's a shame. But I have things.
But the bitches.
I mean, my response would be that I have stuff to take care of. And like, what? Where are we going, Nate? What was it?
You guys are headed to here right now, where you will eventually head to there.
Yeah. I'll say that I have...
It's not loading for me.
I'll have, basically among the lines of, I have business to attend to in Snowvale with me and my colleague. I don't know how long that'll take, but eventually we'll have to come all the way back to, we're going back to Brelnada after we're done, right?
I mean, or was the, oh, guys... I think the... I thought you guys said you would meet up.
Yeah, we would meet up at Gondor. And I don't know where plans lead, but if she wanted to, she could also join us. But I respect her decision for her career, and if she ever wants to locate me, I will give her... the special, like a special map where we give, accepted guests into Thalassaril.
You are giving your, mm-hmm. 1 month stand a all access pass to Thalassaril?
First of all.
A 2 month stand, I'm sorry.
There's a thing, though. This thing where guests go isn't the direct place to Thalassaril. This is the, if someone enters and it's a guest, we know. They don't know we're there.
I see.
So if something bad happens, yeah. It's just like a meeting point somewhere in the forest. Actually, no. Thinking back on it, that's a me thing, not an Arendelle thing. He would not do that. I mean, do we have a base of operations in Lumen?
Not really.
Sending anybody to Lumen right now is a bad idea anyway.
It was brought up that you guys could probably acquire a building if you asked for one of the many things you did for the Queen, but nobody ever asked for anything, so no. You guys do not have a base of operations or even property to your name.
I mean, Dwagon, if you want to give her a sending stone, it's probably smart at some point we acquire... You know, housing, some kind of base of operations, and you could just give her the address when we have it.
Yeah.
The address?
Among the lines of, basically, if she wanted to join us, she could. If she wanted to just keep working, she could. I've already made arrangements, so I can't go back on my word. But I'll give her a sending stone. A very good one. Uh-huh. That only goes to my line. No one else's.
I do want it to be made known to Wagon or to Arendelle. I don't think it would matter one way or another, but I do want it to be said. I am okay with taking this venture on my own. It is my task. If you wanted to stay and with her, you could. Then again, you would not be seeing the rest of the party, because you'd probably go back with them. But the offer still stands. This is my wife. This is my story.
I already agreed. I can't go back on my elven brother.
I am aware, but that's why I'm telling you. If this woman means that much to you, then by all means, I want you to pursue that. This woman that you just met 20 minutes ago.
Imagine you leave the party for a girl that you met in game like 2 months ago.
Hey,
in the world like 20 minutes ago.
Like I said,
if it helps make the decision, she is freaky.
Oh shit.
In my defense, Your Honor, she was a baddie. No, it would the consensus would be I'd love to, but I have previous arrangements that I need to do. She's welcome to join me and Eric. Eric. She can do that if she wants, but I will respect her decision if she would like to stay on the boat.
Has the kid warmed up to Dragon? And is he still pissed at Dragon?
No, he absolutely hates Dragon. And for the record, she 100% appreciates and respects your commitment to your word. In fact, it has made her like you even more.
Oh, God.
You got a girl on speed dial now, man.
Okay. Dwagon, I need you to hear me out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we do.
Uh-huh.
You give her a sending stone.
I did, yeah.
Okay, and you tell her, hey, we go, like, basically we base out of Lumen, but we have not had a specific, like, set of... We don't have a business front up yet. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go do this shit. We're gonna meet up. Then we're gonna go back to Lumen and acquire property. Okay? When we get the property, I'll use the sending stone to message you to, like, here's where you should come, and then you can see her again. In the meantime, though, you should pop the question so she doesn't go see other guys and use the Ring of Power to do so.
No! No! Nate, you were skyrocketing. You were like, dang, this is good advice. Nope.
No, that is way too much of a unsteep. It was, man, this is pretty good.
Dang, this is for flatline.
Hey, I am serious about the rest of it, though. Like, realistically.
I mean, are you ready to get... Would your character be ready to get married? I mean, you're practically on a cruise. I mean... People make a lot of decisions while on cruises that might not necessarily fit into their real life.
This Dwagon, I have spent a lot of time at, like, just kind of during my journeys as looking for my wife. I've done a lot of things. I am ordained as a priest. I can.
Yes, he is. I was written into his lore.
Yep. I can. If you'd like, I can.
It was part of one of his assassination attempts. He had to kill the groom,
ordained. So I could be. Yeah. So if you want me to, I can marry you guys right now.
I'm not going to promise her something that I don't even know if I'll make it back alive.
Well, I mean...
Army man, they all get married.
Look. Until death do us part.
I love how the lights finally turned on at the end.
Also, like, I don't think I can, because I love Arendelle too much to end off his story arc.
Nobody said you had to end off his story arc.
Dude, it takes 2 months to travel back and forth. She's constantly at sea. So worse comes worse, and you guys get back to Lumen, you buy the property and you send that, you would still have, on average, a month before she even arrives.
Yes. I mean...
And for the record, you could still be married and have a home and still go out on adventures.
That is true. I mean, yeah, I guess I would...
Having a wife and stepson, I guess, doesn't affect...
Yeah, I hate Eric there. Eric's a bitch.
But don't worry, he's about to be an adult. He'll
leave. He'll move out, yeah.
I mean, this is literally the perfect time.
I don't have to pay child support. Since he's an adult, he's no longer a child.
Genius.
Dr. Disrespect better hurry up.
I love how much thought you're putting into this, by the way.
No,
I only hope that you do it just so I can tell Flexi. Oh, by the way, you left and then he got married.
Yeah. No, don't tell Flexi any of this. As soon as we meet back up, he's just gonna see a ring on my.
I'm gonna sneak a note to a note to the log and just say, "Hey, Flex, don't read this. Proprietary information. You'll find out later."
Yeah. I guess that would be the consensus of, like. We have no place to stay. Says we're done with the adventure. we're going to settle down. I can send you the address if you're still interested in me. In terms of popping the question, how into me is she? Like, actual.
Well, she literally just asked you to spend her entire life, or your entire life with her on the boat as a crewmate. So, yes, she all but asked you the question.
Big question, though. What are the thoughts on Thalassaril? Like, do they think anything is fine unless it's a dark elf?
In this world, for the most part, yeah. It's definitely high elves are better than all. But not to the point that they won't dare, you know, have... I mean, shoot, a guy's thinking allowed to enter anytime he wants because... He's just built like that. If a high up ex-military stinking champ of a dude says, "Hey, yo, I'm getting married," I don't think that anybody would necessarily oppose. Okay. I mean, there might be some, but...
You know what? I should do it.
Get married?
I think I should do it.
All right, let's do it.
I think this is a good... It's a... Worst comes worst, she dies in a few years and I'm still alive.
Worst case scenario, you die in the next 2 weeks and
real she's shit. Still alive. Real shit. I live longer than she does anyway, so, like, I have more options. yeah, I would... I would say it pretty calmly, like, we're doing this, gotta do this, then we're all gonna, like, buy a house, settle down-ish. I'd probably tell her that I would still go on adventures before I pop the question. Mm-hmm. Journey's still not over. And then I would give her the sending stone and be like, and if you want to, just for now, we can also get married and I'll pop the question, yeah. Well, Eric's in the back.
For the record. Like, Eric's not in the room. You guys are in a nice, romantic little room. You're not able to get down to your knee before she, you guys have a wonderful evening. She clearly says yes.
Yeah, clearly.
By the way.
Yeah, okay.
Are you planning on having the wedding soon? Or is this a be engaged for a long period of time?
I will let her decide. I mean, like, I know a priest.
I mean, if you guys want to do, like a quick, like, kind of what, like we'll do the quick style, like, run to the Vegas church type of, let's have a quick little, we'll say something nice about each other, and then we'll move on, and you guys have a big event with everybody once you get back to Lumen.
I will let her decide. If she wants to do a quick marriage thing here, or just stay engaged, we can.
I think you should do both.
I
think you should do both. I think you should do something, like, quick here, this, like, little nice little ceremony to wrap things up, and then you and I go ahead for me to find my wife knight thing, whatever the hell that was.
She says due to legal reasons. They are currently flying the flag of Bondrant, and as such, their legal requirements are a little bit difficult, and taxes are hard.
Yeah.
So she would like a small get-together to basically... you know, celebrate the engagement, but not get married until back in Lumen.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect.
When I get use of my fucking priestly duties, can I priestly engage them before I lose access to anywhere?
Priestly engage them? Sure you can. I now pronounce you engaged.
Yes, right. Sir!
Arendelle, do you have anything you want to say to your soon-to-be wife?
Shoddy, it's been a ride. fucking
Shoddy, it's been a ride.
Shoddy, it's been one hell of a ride. It's been 2 months.
It's been one hell of a boat ride. It's been crazy. Your son's kind of crazy, in not a good way. But I'll accept him as my own until he's 18.
And then we kick him off the boat. You know,
kick him off the boat. You know, he's gotta go. He's gotta go. You free tonight?
Mrs. soon to be Mrs. whatever the fuck Arendelle's last name is.
Arendelle doesn't have a last name.
soon to be Mrs. Thalassaril. Would you like to say something to your soon to be husband?
Oh.
I was not expecting this session to turn out this way. Dude, when Flex hears about this, he's got a pillow.
Hey, okay, Sarah, as a one-off.
What is happening?
Please. Okay, listen. Before we continue, for the love of God, we do not tell Flux shit unless it's in character.
Hell no. Yeah,
not
yeah,
a fucking word.
Okay. Then, Mrs. Thalassaril, would you like to say anything to your husband?
Arendelle Burgers. That's the last name. Burgers.
She, I can't say any of this. I can't bring myself to say.
Is she speechless? Is she too in love? Is she speechless?
Yeah. She's just standing there, you know, just lost
she's
in his
got
eyes.
Something on her mind, if you know what I mean.
If anybody, you know, fucking.
She's made many comments about that metal arm you have there.
If anybody disagrees with this union, please stand up at once. Say disagree.
The sun stands up, by the way.
Oh, he does?
The sun stands up.
Notice the sword at his neck this time?
the crewmates are sitting right next to him, literally take out his kneecaps, and he's just down. About it.
Wait, Butter, please tell me the ring bearer is the orc.
Apparently it is. As there's an 8-foot stinking half orc just stomping his way down the aisle holding the rings.
Does he have a good passive perception?
Does he have a 2-2?
Passive?
He opens the box. I can give you power.
to Mr. and Mrs. Captain.
To Mr. and Mrs. Captain.
Oh, wait, sorry. Hang on. Let me just.
Oh my gosh.
Dearly beloved.
Why isn't it fucking video game over?
We are gathered here today to discuss the binding of two souls. Jesus Christ, I forgot what race Dragon was for a second. An elf of the highest order, and what kind of tiefling is she? I'm looking at her.
A baddie.
That's not the bad. You can't go
away
about that one, man.
A high elf and a badass bitch.
What kind of what is she like? Is she Mephistopheles? Is she what kind of fucking brand of tiefling is she?
What kind of brand? Oh my gosh!
Hostess.
Oh my gosh! You're a unique individual.
I think daddy counts.
Is she a woman, or did he get baited by a femboy?
No, it's a woman.
Mean white power. Oh my god.
Yeah, what brand of tiefling is she? So I can continue with my speech.
Bloodline of Fierna.
What color is she?
I ain't saying that. And a tiefling.
Solid, like red and purple.
Ooh, I do got a baddie.
You got a fiery one.
I didn't have a an image, but I definitely gotta generate one now.
You weren't expecting this at all, Butter, were you?
Today, this witch stands before two souls from different backgrounds brought up and together into this lovely reunion of a being of light and a being of darkness brought together through the marks of fire and the mark of light. True strength lies not in the similarity of these two, but in the differences that bind them together. Just as the ancient trees of Thalassaril welcome the seasons forth, so too must we unite the qualities each of us carries in our hearts. Together, the two of you form something greater than you could alone. Unity is not found in in erasing what makes you unique, but in understanding it. Using the... Fuck.
fuck.
The priest just looks down at his book.
Fuck. The diversities of your gifts and what makes you special stand together with pride for your for the bond that brings you together as a strong as hellfire and as the lasting roots of the world. I now pronounce you engaged.
Wait, they're not getting married.
It's because of legal and tax reasons.
Yeah, legal and tax reasons.
Oh, okay.
What script are you reading?
I was not reading a script. I was looking at you guys on Discord on my other monitor.
That was impressive. Applause is granted.
Hey, yo, chat. What are we thinking here?
I'm there in spirit.
That's not even close to what I was originally trying to do, but...
That's a Honkai character.
No. Hey, ho, someone share their screen. They gotta see the baddie.
What is happening?
We don't have a baddie yet. We're trying, man.
Butter sends me this image.
It's the first one that generated.
Oh, do you need a fucking tiefling baddie? I got you, bro. I got so many tiefling images.
That's why my brain just crashed like twice during that. I'm literally just there.
Fuck.
I'm literally just looking at you guys on my other monitor.
Is she purple or red?
She's both purple and red? Yeah.
What more?
The binding of a union, a bond.
That was a great speech, by the way. Like, actual.
Freaking beautiful.
Like, I'm not capping. You have talent in that area.
I'm going to take that, edit out the ums, and I want it said at my stinking, at my wedding. Whenever I get married, and never.
Now, play it at your funeral when you're binded with your casket.
Damn, boom. All right, I got you.
Dude.
Engagement.
My guy cooked.
God, I was cooking right there. Engaged?
Dragon, all engaged? I can... It literally can only generate the same character, but at different poses.
Butter. What about this one?
Hey,
I said dragon that one.
Yo.
What are we thinking?
I mean, chat.
Did I cook? I got more.
Send that shit to butter.
I got more.
Absolute cinema. Oh my gosh.
Okay, can we just everyone remember, do not speak a word to Flux.
I think this is the perfect spot to...
We need to gaslight him.
Wait, so does this mean we're... Next week, sessions are also split?
Yeah, it's still gonna be split.
I'm good with that one, Butter. I think that's good.
Or this one. No, I want you to be happy. I need to talk with Flux, but I will not be available next Wednesday, or this coming Wednesday. Unfortunately, I will be on the road. Because I'm going back to Alabama.
Why are you going to Alabama?
To fuck his cousin. Duh.
He's got two sisters.
No, stop. I am going to visit my sister.
Orgy!
Stop. It's to celebrate Christmas.
We call that the sweet tea gathering. Here in the South.
And I'm free, so... You know.
You're free?
I'm free whenever.
Yeah. I'm also free whenever.
Friday? Friday, I think, works best. For your guys' session. It's just the one for Andrew and Flux.
Oh, so fuck us, I guess. Damn.
We need... No. We just might need to push it back to later. Or Thursday, maybe.
No,
you have to talk at one point, Andrew and Flux, because I'm free all the time.
I'm free.
Rude, Butter. You know what? Go on vacation.
At some point, too. At some point, too, Butter, you and I got to sit down and get my new shit in Foundry, because I just kind of want that gone and taken care of. I don't want to have to
worry about it anymore.
I do have to actually, like... I have all my lore done, at least.
That's good.
It's just kind of, you know.
No, oh my god.
I need to, like, get it down and just puke it out onto a fucking Word doc.
Yeah, why don't you get ChatGPT?
Because I'm not going to use ChatGPT to write my backstory. I'm going to do it myself. I dislike using ChatGPT for anything. If I can help it, I hate it. I hate using it. The only time I'll use it is taking something big and condensing it. That's the only time I'll use it.
Why your haircut look like that?
Because my hair is not cut, that's why.
Real shit. I don't got a haircut either.
Yeah, but the way
your hair looks... my hair goes past my shoulders now.
Oh. Gay.
What were you going to say about my hair, Andrew?
I said it looks better than whatever Nate's emo side.
The funny part is, it's currently I don't have bangs, which means it just kind of.
Please, Nate, let the side go like down, like really down, like.
I'm going out long. Emo. I'm gonna go out long.
No, I mean like 2000s emo, like.
I'm gonna shave. I'm gonna like cut my hair, get like sideburns.
Please shave the side. No, shave the sides and leave just the top.
No.
Become a lesbian. Oh,
Dragon, I cannot believe that you got engaged.
I didn't think I would get engaged.
Out of all the people in the group, I didn't think any of us would get engaged.
Hey, Butter, as we're walking down the engagement aisle, I'm just gonna whisper, what is your opinion on dark elves? And then we're gonna cut the session there.
It's make or break
if she likes dark elves.
No, you guys have already had this conversation before. Okay, you don't have to ask.
And she
She immediately clocked your utter distaste for them. And as a good life partner, just immediately took your side without needing any additional context. And
that's she's a bottom.
I am going to protect.
Oh yeah! No! Dragon! Shut up! Butter. Which one of them is the top, and which one of them is the bottom?
We gotta figure
this out. She's the top. She's freaky.
That is an accurate statement.
I'd be Dragon get pegged. I would know. I was invisible in the room. Remember?
Oh shit, Wagon. Do you?
Does your metal arm get used as a strap-on?
No.
Is it a dildo? Taking
fisting to a whole new level as she takes off. Please get the bot out of here.
Babe, I need a hand.
This.